Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Last week, you heard part two of a three-part series on data breach and how it affects small businesses. Well, actually all businesses, but it is especially devastating to the small business. In the second part, I covered most of the steps that can be taken to mitigate a data breach before I ran out of time. Here is a brief recap of what business owners can do to mitigate a data breach. Strengthen passwords by increasing their length, varying them by adding capital letters and symbols, and changing passwords every 3 months. Never use public Wi-Fi. Make sure websites you're using are secure. They should begin with HTTPS, with the S standing for secure. Enable your computer's firewall. Use a virtual private network. Install antivirus and anti-malware software on all computers. If possible, don't allow employees to use their own device. If employees do use their own device, make sure they sign an acceptable use agreement. Restrict access to public storage units, such as USBs or the cloud. Make sure that data stored on the devices or in the cloud are encrypted before being stored. Use third-party processors for credit card purchases. Use point-of-sale devices that meet the latest PIN transaction security. And finally, purchase cyber liability and data breach insurance. There were still a few more things the business owner can do to mitigate a data breach. I will cover these and then move on to what can be done when a data breach is discovered. By the way, before I continue, I'm not a data breach specialist. Everything you've heard and will hear has been culled through research. This information is available on the internet. I have just pulled it together for you. On the previous show, what I outlined was some of the best practices for safeguarding your business against data breaches. Now it's time to create a security policy. The scope of your security policy can be determined by the assets that your business handles. Although timed logouts after no activity can help increase security, it can also be a nuisance. For example, if you run a graphics design business and interact with customers and other employees, you probably don't need to set a timed logout for every 15 minutes. On the other hand, if you run an accounting firm and employees have access to data stored on a remote company hard drive, you may want to enforce a 15-minute logout as well as a two-step verification for passwords when accessing that hard drive. What should be in your security policy? Each business's security policy will be different, but this general outline can be used to begin creating a security policy for your business. Hopefully, this information can help you determine the specific security measures you may implement for your business. Number one, the introduction. In the introduction of your security policy, describe all the types of information that your business handles, even if it's not critical for security reasons. Then list which categories of information are most sensitive and why they need protection. Number two, the purpose. Here, describe the purpose of your security policy. The description doesn't have to be complex. It can start by stating something like, "The purpose of this document is to define the risks and procedures for securing and handling a data breach." And number three, the scope. For scope, you can start by answering and elaborating on these questions. Who does the policy apply to? Is this policy only for employees, or is it for vendors and contractors? Does this policy extend to customers and clients and cover how they can interact with your business and its data? Number four is the relationship to other policies. What other policies do you have that may need to align and integrate with this one? Do you have a vendor hiring policy that must integrate security policies from this data breach policy? List those policies and how each works to support and be supported by your data security policy. Number five is responsibilities. Describe who's responsible for what aspects of your data security program. Start by answering these questions. Who are the parties responsible for implementing and enforcing this policy? What are their responsibilities? What are the responsibilities of the people who were listed in the scope of this policy? is someone responsible for updating antivirus software and managing bring your own device equipment. Number 6, compliance. What happens when individuals don't comply with this security policy? Describe how policy violations will be handled. Number 7, the definition of an incident. Give a broad definition of what would be classified as a data security incident. Then provide about 10 to 15 examples of data security incidents your business may face. Number 8, reporting an incident. In reporting an incident, describe the process for reporting incidents and to whom they are reported. Include what details should be included in an incident report. You may want to require employee name, date, location, incident type, number of people involved. Number 9, investigation and risk assessment. What's the procedure for your investigation into a possible data breach incident? How will you assess the risk and the impact of a breach? Number 10, containment and recovery. Who's on your incident management team and what's the course of action they'll take in the event of a data breach? Number 11, notifications. Who'll be responsible for notifying customers and clients whose data may have been compromised? Which customers will be notified? For example, will you notify all customers, only those who are compromised, or only those who interacted with your business within a certain time frame of the data breach? And number 12, review. Who'll review the incident, methodology, and results once the breaches are contained? And number 13, definitions. Include definitions of any specific key terms that you use in the policy. If you decide to purchase data breach and cybersecurity insurance, your insurance company may help you write your policy. Also, note that your insurance company may handle some of the actions listed in this policy document, such as containment and recovery. The last step in mitigating data breaches is employee guidelines and training. Employee mistakes are one of the most common ways that data breaches occur. Whether it's an employee falling for a phishing email or using insufficient password, employees and owners are the most likely cause for data breaches. One of the most important things a business owner can do to protect his or her operation is to provide data security guidelines to all employees. Documenting and providing data security guidelines to employees is a definitive first step. You want to have employees that incorporate data security best practices in their daily work. Remember, hackers are constantly looking for opportunities to steal data. They'll often go after the lowest hanging fruit, unsuspecting and untrained employees, because it's the easiest route to valuable data. Businesses that turn security best practices into everyday habits create a culture of data safety and are much less vulnerable to a breach. Choose the practices that are relevant to your business. For example, if your employees only need to remember 2 passwords, you probably don't need to include password management software into your guidelines. Likewise, if you don't accept online payments, you don't need to include that section either. Adding information to your guidelines that isn't relevant to your business can confuse employees and divert their attention from the pertinent information. Help your employees learn to recognize hacker tactics. This can help eliminate risky workplace practices that can open the door to data breaches. Consider sharing information on malicious threats and common mistakes small businesses make with your employees. Discuss the material with them to ensure they fully understand the information you provided. Once you have reviewed the guidelines with your employees, ask them if they are aware of any data security risks at your business that aren't covered in the guidelines. Review the document regularly and update it as needed. Provide employees with a copy of your security guideline that they can keep for reference purposes. For most businesses, reviewing data security guidelines with employees may suffice. However, if your business handles high volumes of sensitive data, it may be a strong target for hackers. You may benefit from hiring a data breach consultant. And don't forget about purchasing data breach insurance. Both of these options can give you access to in-depth employee training by experts in the field of data breach and cybersecurity. That covers the last item on how to mitigate a data breach for your business. Time to move on to what to do when you discover a data breach. When a breach happens, it's important to act quickly, but also to choose your remediation actions carefully. The process for managing a data breach can be divided into four major steps: investigation of the breach, containment of the breach, notification of those affected, reputation management, public, and customer relations. Before I go on with outlining of each of these steps, you should ask yourself whether your business and you can actually handle a data breach successfully without external help. In some cases, hiring a data security specialist or simply purchasing data breach insurance may be your best option. Let's explore that a little. If your business doesn't have a dedicated IT department or specialist, then you may not be equipped to handle data breach effectively using in-house resources. Even if your business has an IT department or specialist, a data breach may require the undivided attention of your IT department. This could pull important IT resources away from regular business operations for several days, possibly even months. The risks to the viability of your business are high after a data breach. So if you don't have the excess resources in place to handle the breach internally, consider purchasing data breach insurance and perhaps hiring a data breach consultant. A data breach insurance policy or a data breach specialist help provide the technical expertise required to handle an attack. They also assist with customer and public relations when it comes time to notify affected individuals and, if necessary, handle the media. With that said, let's move on to the steps businesses might take to handle a suspected data breach. Consider following these four steps in the order listed to help you identify and determine whether you're dealing with a breach or a computer or software glitch. The severity of the breach. Who in your business should be notified? Which law enforcement agency should be notified? How to notify customers and other affected individuals? The first step is to investigate the breach. It's important for business owners to recognize the warning signs that indicate a breach may have occurred. Malware and antivirus software can help alert you to intrusive and malicious software. However, a combination of robust, updated software and close monitoring of all network activities makes for a stronger defense that's more likely to discover breaches earlier. To spot a breach, keep your eyes open for any computer or network activity that's out of the ordinary or doesn't make sense. If it seems that your computer or your network has developed a mind of its own, there's a good chance your system has been breached. Some of the most common warning signs that a system breach has occurred are: antivirus programs are running at different settings, turned off, or not automatically updating. New widgets are found on your web browser or operating system toolbars. New software or programs have appeared and you don't remember installing them. Settings for computers, security, logins, or applications have changed. Login experience to computers for any application is different or suddenly unexplainably difficult. And applications or programs automatically launch themselves after your computer boots up. If you notice any of these signs or an indication that your computer or system is operating in a way that's not intended to, begin your investigation. The first step is to determine if you're dealing with a malicious attack or a software glitch. To determine if your computer has a software glitch, perform online research on all recently installed software. Call the customer support hotlines for all software you have installed on your computer and report the computer behavior you're experiencing. Check for any updates or patches for software or operating systems that you are running. If your search for a software glitch turns up with no results, it's safe to assume that you're dealing with a malicious attack. Double-check all malware and antivirus software. Contact your malware and antivirus software providers and explain the symptoms that you're noticing. And finally, perform online research on the symptoms you're noticing. At this point, you will have likely determined you're dealing with a software glitch or a malicious attack. In the event of a software glitch, the software provider should be able to provide assistance to correct the issue. In the event of a malicious attack, further investigation is required. The U.S. Department of Justice recommends that businesses ascertain the following information in order to fully scope out the magnitude of a data breach. You should investigate and document the affected number of computer systems, the apparent origin of the incident, intrusion, or attack, any malware used in connection with the incident, any remote servers to which the data was sent, and the identity of any victims. Incidents such as peculiar emails, phone calls, package deliveries, physical break-ins, vandalism, or suspicious employee, customer, or vendor behavior should also be logged and included in the investigation. Now that you've identified the breach, how do you go about containing it? Think of a breach as being similar to an oil spill. The first step you should take would be to block off the point of the leak or reroute the oil. With a data breach, your primary goal during the containment phase is to shut off all possible avenues that the breach could be coming in through and to halt traffic to affected areas. The U.S. Department of Justice recommends the following steps for containing the data breach. Rerouting network traffic. Isolating all parts that would compromise the network. Obtaining an unaffected backup copy of all critical data and restoring it on a new network after abandoning the previously infected network. Locating the origin of the attack and, if possible, contacting the service provider of the network that the attack came from. Altering the configuration of the network, and finally, changing all passwords. Activities that are done to contain the breach and all costs associated should be recorded. This information will be important to any criminal investigation and when reporting damages. Your next step is notifying those affected by a data breach. Notification of a data breach can be the make or break point for a business's reputation. Failing to properly notify individuals and customers can increase the impact of the breach and lead to bad publicity. The four main parties that likely require notification in the event of a data breach are people within the business, your employees, your customers, your vendors, etc., law enforcement, legal agencies, and any other individuals who may be affected. Begin by notifying the individuals listed in your data breach policy. There may be no need to alert every single employee at your business unless the data breach somehow interferes with their job responsibilities or affects them personally. You can provide detailed reports to all managers, security coordinators, and IT personnel. These reports could include the details about the initial investigation of the data breach, the scope of the breach, and current actions that are being taken to contain the breach. Most data breaches are unlawful, and therefore law enforcement should be notified. Legal agencies such as local police, FBI, and Department of Homeland Security have a strong interest in data breach attacks. It's in your best interest to contact these agencies as they may have access to tools and resources that private consulting groups may not. They may also be able to advise you when it's time to notify customers and other affected individuals. Notifying these affected individuals too soon could impair the investigation and tip off those responsible for the breach. Coordinating with law enforcement can help mitigate the damage of the breach, speed up a system recovery, and foster goodwill between you and your customers. In addition to notifying law enforcement agencies, you might also contact your attorney. If your lawyer doesn't specialize in data breach, he or she should be able to put you in contact with someone who does. To reduce the likelihood of fine or penalties, it may help to bring in legal support early to ensure the steps you take are lawfully sound. The standard time frame that a business has to notify affected individuals about a data breach is 60 days. Depending on the state in which you do business and the state where your customers live, this time frame can vary. This is one of the reasons that notifying law enforcement and your lawyer is imperative. They should be able to advise you on the correct timing of required notifications. To ensure affected parties receive their timely notifications, you'll want to send your communications in multiple formats such as email, delivered mail, and automated phone call. You may also need to staff a response team to handle incoming emails or phone calls from customers reaching out with concerns about the data breach. The last step in handling a data breach is reputation management. One of the most important factors in managing fallout from a data breach is to ensure that your customers hear about the breach from you and not from the media. it's important to provide them with the right messaging, information, and level of transparency. Being the first to notify the customer about the breach and doing it in a professional and caring manner can go a long way towards maintaining goodwill and a positive public image. Alexander Mydyunk, head of Quality Assurance Solutions at Siklum Interactive Solutions, lists these basic rules for notifying the public, your customers, and vendors about a data breach. 1. Be open and sincere. Admit if the fault was on the company's side and accept responsibility. 2. Provide details. Explain why the situation took place. 3. Mitigate. Make conclusions from the breach and describe solutions for affected users. If possible, prepare a special offer for the affected audience. 4. Educate. Explain how to prevent similar issues in the future. And 5. Invite to dialogue. Involve your clients, industry experts, analysts, and media people to the broader discussion about the source of the problem. Steps 1 and 2 can be handled in your initial notification to affected individuals. Consider hiring a PR firm to manage crisis communications. They can protect your image if there's a chance that the media will pick up on the story of your breach. A PR firm can help craft and convey effective messaging. This can help the media and broader audience understand what's going on in a way that preserves the reputation of your business. Step 3 can be handled by providing credit and identity monitoring for affected individuals, depending on what information was lost in the breach. If only credit card information was lost, there's no need for identity theft monitoring. In your initial notification, make it clear to customers that you'll be providing services to help them correct any damage that may occur as a result of the data breach. Step 4 is where you assure affected individuals and, if necessary, the public that you have reviewed and renewed your security protocols. Resist providing details of these protocols. You don't want that information landing in the hands of other hackers. But do let it be known that you've taken every measure possible to prevent another breach from happening. With step 5, it's best to answer all questions presented to you. No affected or concerned individual is too small to respond to, and no question is off limits. Discussing the scope of the breach and its origin may help demonstrate that you're fully aware and in control of the situation and that you're acting with transparency. Data breaches have the potential to be completely devastating to a business or others who are affected. If your business handles any form of customer data, whether it's emails, credit card numbers, addresses and phone numbers, social security numbers, or other personal information, it's imperative that you take the necessary steps to secure that data and prevent data breaches. With this show and the past 2 weeks' shows, you've been given information on common threats that can result in data breaches, best practices for ensuring data security, and important steps to take when a potential data breach is discovered. There's enough information in these shows to help you determine whether or not your business is capable of handling a data breach with in-house resources. If you cannot, then make sure you contact your insurance agent about purchasing data breach coverage. Business success is about more than earning profits by providing outstanding products, exceptional service, and customer value. You must also protect your customers' best interests, privacy, and security. By implementing the strategies outlined in these 3 shows, you'll be taking a major step. You will help ensure the longevity of your business and the security of your employees, vendors, and customers' information. And don't forget, now is the time to review and update your company's data security strategy. If you'd like more information about this show or any past Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's a topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have comments about this show or past shows, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they are able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of SCORE at 91.9 WBNJ.